It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and it's brought to you by Moore Engineering, and I'm with VCSU President Dr. Alan LaFave. Thanks for joining us today.
Steve, thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
What a momentous occasion, talking about the new capital campaign today. Let's talk a little bit about the focus behind it.
Sure. Well, this is a very exciting day for us at VCSU. Historic day, really. We've never had a capital campaign on our campus, and the focus of this is to really help our students be successful. That's the bottom line, providing more scholarship opportunities and updated facilities in which they live, work, and learn every day.
Now, it's a $25 million campaign. Now, I understand that you have had some donors, and tell us a little bit about that.
We have. We've had some excellent initial success. At this point in time, we're over $3 million in initial pledges and gifts, and we anticipate by the end of September another $3 million. And so I'd say we're off to a real good start.
That's excellent. And you'll be trying to, is there any timeline or anything like that? I mean, obviously, as soon as you can raise the $25 million, you can start bids and all of that. But is there any timeline?
Yeah, correct. The timeline is however long it takes us to finish. But certainly we hope that with this early momentum that we have, that it's going to be something that we can get going really quickly and moving along with some groundbreaking and some more planning efforts for our students.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the specifics of the project now. In addition to the south of the W.E. Osmond Fieldhouse, by the way, we are inside the W.E. Osmond Fieldhouse right now for this broadcast, and tell us a little bit about what the plan is for south of the Fieldhouse.
Right, we'll be adding a very exciting multi-purpose facility, an indoor turf practice facility, a 200-meter track, weight training, updated locker rooms, classrooms, a Hall of Fame for the Vikings, and just a real nice space that our students can continue to excel and grow and work as a team.
And speaking of students, there's scholarships involved too with this capital campaign.
Absolutely. You know, this last year we allocated over $1.8 million for student scholarships, and we know that affordability is a real key piece in helping students attain their college education. And we want to do everything we can to help continue making that the most affordable process as possible. So these additional scholarships will really go a long way to helping them afford their education.
And being we're on campus, I haven't visited with you for a while. It is the middle of summer, as they say, but you're probably gearing up for this fall just around the corner, right?
It is. In fact, we're having those meetings as we speak and getting really excited about welcoming our students back to campus, our faculty and staff, and getting going with another school year.
You know, it was so nice the other night. They had Let's Walk Valley City to take advantage of this beautiful campus for a venue like that in the summer. How about that?
It was fantastic. We so appreciate them utilizing the campus as part of that walk. Again, as you say, it's an opportunity to get people onto the campus and really see for themselves what a gorgeous place this is.
And if you haven't been here in a while, there's some really good on-campus amenities, as they say, and some new things that maybe if people haven't been here for a while that they can see on campus, whether it's signage or that gazebo.
The gazebo is a real nice gathering space. We use it quite often for faculty, staff, and student gatherings, picnics, events. There are some folks who maybe haven't even seen the addition to the Rhodes Science Center. That's a wonderful new facility, and of course the Center for the Arts going up on the west side. Lots of momentum and excitement on campus, that's for sure.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth, because I did want to ask you about that beautiful VCSU Fine Arts Center. I see the siding is up, and we're just getting really close to December, January, maybe opening, right?
Yeah, we're making excellent progress. It appears that we're going to be finished with the construction by December of 21, and we just can't wait to get our students and our faculty and staff and entire campus community and community of Valley City into that facility and be able to utilize it to its fullest extent.
Now, we talked about the W.E. Osmond Fieldhouse, the expansion, the Rhodes Science Center expansion. We talked about that. That was a few years ago. That was a game changer for VCSU, the Rhodes Science Center. This VCSU Fine Arts Center is a game changer. This capital campaign, when this comes to fruition, this is really going to enhance the campus.
It is, and it's really going to secure the future of the campus for our future generations, our future students, and just do everything it can to help propel the university to a very bright and successful future.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, okay?
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
There's Al LaFave. Dr. Alan LaFave is president of Valley City State University. He was our guest here live in the W.E. Osmond Fieldhouse on our Voice of the Valley. Voice of the Valley brought to you by Moore Engineering.